美国西雅图新希望国际教会的 Pastor Lau 刘牧师，欢迎您领受下面的信息。刘牧师充满恩膏的教导将带给您耶稣基督的爱、盼望和平安，使您的生命得改变。现在有请 Pastor Lau 刘牧师。We seek your glory.
Lord, I sing to you. May the Lord bless you.
愿神祝福你。
Today, I would like to teach you one of the very important subjects of the Bible.
今天我们要来谈一个在圣经里很重要的主题。
I believe that you are hungry for the spiritual food.
我相信你渴望要吃灵粮。
And I pray that the Holy Spirit will speak to you today.
我向神祷告，愿圣灵向你说话。
I would like to talk about the subject called repentance.
我们来谈悔改。
This is a very important subject for every Christian.
对每一个基督徒来说，这是一个很重要的主题。
We cannot go into heaven and become a child of God without repentance.
我们若没有悔改，我们不能进天堂。
We will learn.From a story of a man in the Bible named Zacchaeus.
我们来看看撒该的故事。
Let's look at what Jesus said in Mark chapter 1 verse 15.
马可福音第一章十五节。
Jesus said, The time has come, the kingdom of God is near. Repent and believe the good news.
日期满了，神的国近了，你们当悔改，信福音。
Jesus said that if we want To be a part of the kingdom of God and one day go to heaven, we need to do two things.
耶稣说，如果你要进入天堂，有两件事情需要做。
He said that we need to repent from our sin.
我们要悔改我们的罪。
And the second thing, we need to believe the good news.
第二件事是要相信这个好消息。
What is the good news?
什么是这个好消息呢？
The good news say that GodSent his son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross to pay for our sin.
这个好消息是说，神把他的独生子赐给我们，为我们的罪死在十字架上。
When we live in Jesus Christ, we don't need to pay for our own sin.
当我们信主耶稣，我们不需要再为我们的罪付上代价。
But we have the right to become a son or a daughter of God.
我们有成为神儿女的权利了。
And when we become a child of God, we will have a new life, an abundant life, and eternal life.
当我们成为神的儿女，我们有新的生命，丰盛的生命，还有永生。
God wants his children to repent of their sins.
神要他的儿女为罪悔改。
He wants us to follow his ways, not our own ways.
他要我们遵行他的道路，而不是个人偏行己路。
In Matthew chapter 16, verse 24,
在马太福音十六章二十四节
Jesus said to his disciples, If anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me.
于是耶稣对门徒说，若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，背起他的十字架，来跟从我。
We can see here that Jesus wants his disciples to deny their own ways and follow his ways.
耶稣要门徒放弃自己的道路，跟随主的道路行。
In Matthew chapter 18 verses 3 to 4,
在马太福音十八章三到四节说
，Jesus said, "Actually, I say to you, unless you are converted and become as little children, you will by no means enter the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, whoever humbles himself as this little child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven."
我实在告诉你们。你们若不回转，变成小孩子的样式，断不得进天国。所以，凡自己谦卑像这小孩子的，他在天国里就是最大的。
Again, you can see from Matthew 18 that Jesus wants us to humble ourselves before the Lord.
可以从这里看到，耶稣要我们谦卑像小孩子的样子。
He wants us to obey him and follow his teachings.
他要我们顺从他，顺从他的教导。
Little children tend to obey their parents.
小孩子常常是听从父母的。
They follow what the parents tell them to do.
凡是他父母亲所交代的，他们都听从。
If our ways are against the way of God, we will say to God in a humble way that, God, I'm sorry, I will change my way to your way.
当我们的道路和神的道路相抵触的时候，我们会回转，愿意改变自己的行为，来顺从神的道路。
If a person claims that he believes in Jesus but does not repent of his sin, he's not a true Christian.
若有一个人说他信神，可是他却不悔改，他就不是真的基督徒。
In order to be a true Christian, we need to repent of our sins and also believe in the Lordship of Jesus Christ.
我们需要悔改，而且让耶稣成为我的主。这样我们才是真正的基督徒。
Acts chapter 17 verse 30
使徒行传17章30节
The Bible said, Truly, these times of ignorance God overlooked, but now commands all men everywhere to repent.
世人蒙昧无知的时候，上帝并不鉴察，如今却吩咐各处的人都要悔改。
God wants every person in the world to repentAnd follow him.
神要世界上每一个人悔改跟随他。
When the first church started in Jerusalem,
当耶路撒冷第一个教会建立的时候
,The Apostle Peter preached the first message to call people to believe in Jesus.
使徒彼得说你们个人都要悔改。
In Acts chapter 2 verse 38, Peter told the people in Jerusalem, repent.
使徒行传第二章三十八节彼得说你们个人要悔改。
Peter did not only tell the people, you just believe in Jesus and you can live whatever the way you want.
使徒彼得并不是说你们只要相信耶稣继续过自己的生活不需要悔改。
He called the people in that generation to turn away from their sins.
他告诉那个世代的人说你们要转离自己的罪。
I'm very glad that I learned this lesson since I was a brand new believer.
我很高兴我在刚信主的时候就学到这个功课。
Therefore, I could start my Christian life on the good foundation.
所以我可以在一个很好的根基上开始我的基督徒生活。
When you build a house, you need a very strong foundation.
当你建造房屋的时候，你需要一个坚固的根基。
Therefore, I believe that every person who turned his heart to Jesus should hear this lesson as soon as possible.
所以我相信每一个人当他决定要信主的时候，他应该要学习这个功课，越早越好。
In my church in Seattle, I recommended every new believer to study this lesson as soon as possible.
我告诉我在西雅图的教会每一个初信主的信徒要尽早学习这个功课。
God loves us so much, and He wants to change our life.
神很爱我们，他要我们改变我们生活的方式。
He wants to bless all of us.
他要祝福我们。
He wants us to be strong spiritually. He wants to use us to be a blessing to other people.
他要我们成为众人的祝福。
Therefore, we need to understand what He requires in our life.
所以我们需要知道神要我们做什么。
God is righteous and perfect.
神是公义完全的。
And He wants us to be righteous just like Him.
他要我们也像他一样的公义。
Therefore, we need to practice repentance every day.
所以我们需要每天警醒地过一个悔改的生活。
Let's look at a story of a man in the Bible named Zacchaeus.
让我们一起来看在圣经里面所提到的撒该的故事。
In Luke chapter 19 verses 1 to 10.
在路加福音19章1到10节，耶稣进了耶利哥，正经过的时候，有一个人名叫撒该，做税吏长，是个财主，他要看看耶稣是怎样的人，只因人多，他的身量又矮，所以不得看见。就跑到前头爬上桑树要看耶稣，因为耶稣必从那里经过。耶稣到了那里，抬头一看，对他说， 撒该，快下来，今天我必住在你家里。他就急忙下来，欢欢喜喜地接待耶稣。众人看见，都私下议论说，他进到罪人家里去住宿。撒该站着，对主说，主啊，我把所有的一半给穷人，我若讹诈了谁，就还他四倍。耶稣说，今天救恩到了这家，因为他也是亚伯拉罕的子孙。人子来，为要寻找拯救失丧的人。
In verse 2, the Bible says that Zacchaeus was a chief tax collector.
在第二节说到撒该是税吏长。
He was a rich man.
是个财主。
But he cheated people to be rich.
但他讹诈人的金钱以致富。
In that generation, the Jews were under the control of the Roman Empire.
在那个时候，犹太人被罗马人所管辖。
Therefore, the Jewish people had to pay taxes to the Roman government.
所以犹太人需要付税给罗马人。
Zacchaeus was a Jewish man.
撒该是犹太人。
But he worked for his enemy, the Roman government.
但是他却为犹太人的敌人罗马人工作。
He collected money from his own countrymen to pay to the Roman government.
他从他的同胞那里收税，好付给罗马政府。
He betrayed his own country.
他背叛他自己的国家。
And he tried to collect as much money as he can.
并且竭尽所能地向他的同胞征税。
So that he can keep part of the money to himself and he can become rich very quickly.
所以他好从中取利，迅速的致富。
This is why the Jewish people in that town called him a sinner.
这就是为什么当时的犹太人都叫撒该是一个罪人。
He cheated and he betrayed his own country.
他讹诈人的金钱，而且背叛他的国家。
He was greedy.
他很贪心。
Let's look at what the Bible says about sinners.
我们来看看圣经上怎么说罪人。
Romans chapter 3 verse 23, For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
罗马书第三章23节，因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺了上帝的荣耀。
The Bible says that every person in this world is a sinner.
圣经上说，世界上每一个人都是罪人。
We may not cheat money like Zacchaeus.
我们可能没有像撒该一样讹诈人的钱。
But we may lie,We may hate people.
但我们可能说谎，还恨恶人。
We may have a prideful heart.
我们心中可能很骄傲。
We look down on other people.
我们看不起别人。
Every human being on earth has a sinful nature.
世上每个人都有罪性。
Every man is a sinner by nature.
每个人出生的时候就带着罪。
God who created the heavens and the earth is holy and never sins.
造天地的神从来没有犯过罪。
Look at what Isaiah 53 verse 6 say.
我们来看看以赛亚书53章6节怎么说。
The Bible says, All we, like sheep, have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all.
我们都如羊走迷，个人偏行己路，耶和华使我们众人的罪孽都归在他身上。
Sinners do things according to their own ways.
罪人依照自己心中所想的去行。
When I was a young boy and I got mad at my friend, I would gossip about my friend.
当我还是青少年的时候，我不喜欢我的同伴，我就会在背后说他的闲话。
I wanted to destroy his reputation.
我想要破坏他的名声。
And I don't care what other people think about my action.
我不介意别人怎么看我做这件事情。
I would keep gossiping, gossiping, gossiping.
我仍然继续地说这个人的闲话。
I will follow my own desire and my own ways.
我就顺着我心里面想做的事去做。
But after I became a Christian,
但在我成为基督徒之后，
the Bible teaches me that gossiping is a sin.
圣经教导我在背后论断人是罪。
I decided not to follow my own desire anymore about gossiping.
我就下定决心不再说人的闲话。
Every time I am tempted to gossip, I would stop myself and say, No, I will not do that way.
每次当我还想说人闲话的时候，我会告诉我自己，不，我不要说。
Isaiah 59 verse 2，
以赛亚书五十九章第二节。
The Bible says, but your iniquities have separated you from your God, and your sins have hidden his face from you.
但你们的罪孽使你们与上帝隔绝，你们的罪恶使他掩面不听你们。
Sin caused our relationship with God to be broken.
罪使我们与上帝的关系断绝。
That's why God needs to forgive us.
这是为什么神需要原谅我们。
He need to send his son Jesus Christ to come into the world and pay for the penalty of our sins.
他需要差遣他的儿子来到这个世上，为我们所犯的罪孽付上代价。
This is why the important requirement to become a Christian is to turn away from our sins.
这就是为什么悔改是成为基督徒的要件。
When we repent of our sin, we can come back to have relationship with God.
当我们悔改认罪，我们就能够与神和好。
If you notice, Jesus greeted Zacchaeus by calling his name.
你有注意到吗？当耶稣碰到撒该的时候，是直接叫他的名字。
Jesus did not say, "Hey, that guy, come down from the tree," but he called him Zacchaeus.
当耶稣第一眼看到撒该的时候，他不是对着他说嘿这个人，而是看着他叫出他的名字。
It's interesting that Jesus knew his name.
耶稣竟然是知道撒该的名字。
He just walked into that city, but he already knew the name of Zacchaeus.
耶稣才刚走进这个城市，他就知道撒该的名字。
Jesus Christ is God, so he knowsabout everything of our life.
耶稣基督是神，他知道我们一生的事情。
He knows how many hairs that you have on your head.
他知道你头上的头发有多少。
He knows your birthday.
他知道你的生日。
He knows how you feel and what you like.
他知道你的感觉是什么，他也知道你喜欢什么。
And when he calls you by name, it means that he considers you very special in his heart.
当他叫出你的名字，是表示他觉得你很重要。
As a pastor, I do my best to remember all the names of my members.
身为一个牧师，我试着记得所有我教会会友的名字。
I want to call them by name.
我想要叫出他们的名字。
I have an international church, so I have to remember all the interesting names in my church.
我的教会是由许多不同族裔的人所组成的。我需要记得各式各样的名字。
The reason I remember the names of my members and call them by name because I want them to know that they are special to my heart.
因为我要他们每一个人知道我很看重他，所以我要能叫出他们每一个人的名字。
Jesus honored Zacchaeus by calling him by name.
耶稣叫出撒该的名字来表示他对撒该的尊重。
AndHe called Zacchaeus in front of a lot of people in public.
他在众人面前叫出撒该的名字。
You need to understand that the people in that city hated Zacchaeus because he was a betrayal.
那个城市里的人在当时非常讨厌撒该，因为撒该背叛他们。
And he also cheated them.
而且撒该又骗他们的钱。
Jesus called Zacchaeus in front of all these people because he accepted Zacchaeus.Who he was.
耶稣在众人面前叫出撒该的名字，是要表示他以撒该的本相接纳撒该。
Even though a lot of people hated and rejected Zacchaeus, Jesus loved him and accepted him.
虽然许多人讨厌排斥撒该，但是耶稣却接纳他，爱他。
Jesus accepts you the way you are, even though other people may not love you and accept you.
即使别人不喜欢也排拒你，但耶稣却是爱你。
I remember when I first moved to the US.
我记得我刚到美国的时候，
I could not speak English very well and many people could not understand me.
我不能够说很流利的美语，许多人听不懂我的话。
Many American doctors and nurses looked down on me.
许多美国的医生和护士，他们看不起我。
Every time they show that they don't like me, God would speak to me, but I accept you and love you.
每次当我看见他们排斥我的时候，神就对我说，孩子，我接纳你，我爱你。
Even though the whole world may reject me, but I know that God accepts me and loves me.
所以我知道，即使全世上的人都排斥我，但是神爱我。
Jesus accepted Zacchaeus.
同样的，耶稣接纳撒该。
Jesus was not afraid of being rejected by other people in that town.
耶稣并不害怕别人因为他叫出撒该的名字而排斥他。
So we can be confident that God loves us the way who we are.
所以我们应该很有自信地知道神是照我的本相来爱我。
We don't need to be a perfect person to be loved by God.
我们不需要成为完美，神才会爱我。
He wants to come into our life.
他想要参与我们的生活。
Many people misunderstand that they have to be perfect before God will love them and accept them.
许多人以为他需要先成为完美，神才会接纳爱他。
1 Peter chapter 3 verse 18, the Bible says, For Christ also suffered once for sin, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God.
彼得前书三章十八节，因基督也曾一次为罪受苦，就是义的代替不义的，为要引我们到上帝面前。按着肉体说，他被致死；按着灵性说，他复活了。
Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God,Never sin or make mistakes.
耶稣基督真神的儿子从来没有犯罪。
He is a sinless son of God who died for the sinners like you and me.
他以无罪神儿子的身份为我们的罪死在十字架上。
He wants us to welcome him into our life.
而且他要我们接纳他进入我们的生活。
Jesus said to Zacchaeus, Can I come to your home?
耶稣对撒该说，我可以去你家吗？
Actually, when Jesus said that sentence,
实际上耶稣说那句话的时候，
the people around there may not like it.
在当时周围的人可能并不喜欢听，
because they did not like Zacchaeus.
因为他们不喜欢撒该。
The people complained that Jesus went to a house of the sinner.
众人议论，哇，耶稣竟然去罪人的家。
But Zacchaeus welcomed Jesus joyfully.
但撒该欢欢喜喜地接待耶稣。
Zacchaeus decided to become a Christian.
撒该决定要成为基督徒。
He received Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior.
他接待耶稣成为他的主和他生命的救主。
He received Jesus with a humble and joyful heart.
他以谦卑欢喜的心接受耶稣。
He believed in the good news.
他相信福音。
He believed that Jesus Christ could help him.
他相信耶稣能帮他。
I would like to encourage you to do the same thing as Zacchaeus.
我也要鼓励你像撒该一样。
Please receive Jesus into your life.
请接待耶稣进入你的生命。
Zacchaeus showed that he really wanted to become a disciple of Jesus Christ by repenting of his sin.
撒该也透过认罪来向耶稣表示他要成为基督徒。
In verse 8, Zacchaeus said, Look, Lord, I give half of my goods to the poor, and if I have taken anything from anyone by false accusation, I restore fourfold.
在第八节，撒该站着对主说，主啊，我把所有的一半给穷人，我若讹诈了谁，就还他四倍。
He proved his repenting heart by his action.
他以他的行为来证明他的悔改。
He gave money to the poor and returned money to those whom he cheated.
他把钱给穷人，并且归还他所讹诈人的金钱。
Zacchaeus truly repented.
撒该真的是悔改了。
And look at what Jesus said to him in verse 9.
我们看看在第九节耶稣怎么说。
Jesus said, Today, salvation has come to this house because this man too is the son of Abraham.
耶稣说，今天救恩到了这家，因为他也是亚伯拉罕的子孙。
When we receive Jesus into our life as our Lord and Savior,
当我们接纳耶稣进入我们的生命，成为我们的主和生命的救主。
And we repent of our own sin.
而且为我们自己的罪悔改。
salvation comes to our life.
救恩就进入我们的生命。
Our sins are forgiven.
我们的罪被原谅。
We have the right to become a child of God.
我们就有成为父神儿女的权柄。
We will go to heaven after we leave this world.
我们离世之后就可以进天堂。
We will receive the blessing from God.
我们将会得着从神那里来的祝福。
Jesus promises his people that he will give them abundant life.
耶稣应许我们要给我们丰盛的生命。
Romans chapter 6 verse 23.
罗马书第六章二十三节。
For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord.
因为罪的工价乃是死，唯有上帝的恩赐在我们的主基督耶稣里乃是永生。
God gave us eternal life.
神给我们永生。
We will live for eternity in heaven with God.
我们会在永生里永远的与神在一起。
And in this earthly life, we can receive the goodness of God.
在地上的时候，我们会得着神给我们的美善。
John chapter 1 verse 12.
约翰福音第一章十二节。
But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name.
凡接待他的，就是信他名的人，他就赐他们权柄做上帝的儿女。
When we receive Jesus and repent of our sin, we become a child of God.
当我们信耶稣，悔改我们的罪，我们就成为神的儿女。
God becomes our Father.
神成为我们的父。
He will protect us and take care of us.
他会保护我们，并且照顾我们。
Just like earthly fathers take care of their children.
就好像地上的父亲照顾他的儿女一样。
God will provide for us what we need.
神会供应我们一切所需。
When I moved to the US,
当我搬来美国的时候，
God helped me to get a job.
神帮助我找到一个工作。
God has been taking care of me all these years.
这几年来神都持续地照顾我。
He is my good father indeed.
他实在是我的一个好父亲。
I'm so glad to become a Christian.
我好高兴我成为基督徒。
Because my Father in heaven takes care of me.
因为我在天上的父照顾我。
God has done his part by sending his son Jesus Christ to die for me.
神借着差派他的儿子为我们而死，做成了他那部分。
Because he loved us, he gave Jesus Christ his son for us.
因为他爱我们，他把他的独子耶稣赐给我们。
He wants to bless us and take care of us.
他要祝福我们，并且照顾我们。
We need to do our part.
我们也有我们的部分需要做。
We need to do what Zacchaeus did.
我们要做撒该所做的那一部分。
Zacchaeus sought to know Jesus Christ.
撒该寻求耶稣。
And he received Jesus into his home joyfully.
并且他欢欢喜喜地接待耶稣到他家。
He repented of his sin.
他悔改他的罪。
He stopped cheating.
他停止讹诈人的金钱。
And he returned money to those whom he cheated.
而且他归还骗来的钱。
We should receive Jesus Christ into our life as our Lord and Savior.
我们要接受耶稣成为我们的主和我们生命的救主。
And we repent of our sins.
而且悔改我们的罪。
God will come into our life and forgive us.
神会进入我们的生命，并且原谅我们。
And he will bless us.
他要祝福我们。
He takes care of us.
他照顾我们。
He teaches us.
他教导我们。
And he will make us stronger and stronger.
而且他要我们一天天长大成熟。
Instead of doing our own things,We should follow God's way.
我们应该要跟随神的道路，而不是走我们自己的道路。
How do we know God's ways?
我们怎么知道神的道路呢？
God's ways are recorded in the Bible.
神的道路写在圣经上。
Therefore, as Christians, we should read and study the Bible.
身为基督徒，我们应该要研读圣经。
As you walk with God longer and longer, you will know more.What you should do and should not do.
当我们与神同行一段时间之后，我们渐渐会知道什么当做，什么不当做。
I would like to encourage all of you to be diligent in studying the Bible.
我要鼓励你们大家要认真研读神的话。
Being hungry to know the Word of God.
要渴慕神的话。
And listen to good teachings, CD and MP3.
听好的教导。
We should ask Him to show us what kind of sin we have in our heart and in our daily actions.
我们要求神向我们显明隐藏在我们心中的罪，以及我们在生活当中所犯的罪。
The Word of God and the Spirit of God will show us what sin we have.
神会透过神的话和神的灵向我们显明我们的罪。
And when we know that we have certain sins, we should say sorry to God, stop it, and change the way we live.
当我们知道我们犯罪的时候，我们要停止犯罪，并且改变我们生活的方式。
Before I became a Christian, I did not want to forgive people easily.
在我成为基督徒之前，我并不轻易地原谅别人。
When people hurt my feeling, I would be upset and hold grudges against that person for a long time.
当人得罪我的时候，我会心中记恨很久。
After I became a Christian, God warned me that unforgiveness is a sin.
在我成为基督徒之后，神警告我，不饶恕人是罪。
I decided to repent of my unforgiveness.
我就为我的不饶恕向神认罪。
Now when people hurt me, I decide to forgive them easily.
现在当人得罪我的时候，我很快就原谅他们了。
And the Holy Spirit gave me power to forgive those people as well.
同时，圣灵也给我能力，让我能够原谅这些人。
God has changed me so much in the past 30 years.
神在过去这30年改变我很多。
Even though I have been a Christian for more than 30 years, I still repent every day.
即使我做基督徒已经30年了，我仍然天天悔改。
When God showed me that I have done wrong things, I would say sorry to Him as soon as possible.
一旦神向我显明我哪里做错了，我立刻向神悔改。
And I have experienced that God has poured out the blessing upon me when I obey Him.
我也经历到当我顺服神时，神就祝福我。
I would like to encourage you to remember this teaching.
我鼓励你要记得这个教导。
You repent of your sin all the days of your life.
我们每一天都要向神悔改。
You come to Him like children.
你来到神的面前像小孩子一样。
Humble yourself before Him.
谦卑你自己。
And repent of your sin as quickly as you can.
尽早悔改认罪。
Study the Bible on a daily basis.
每天研读神的话。
Be filled with the Holy Spirit.
被圣灵充满。
And He will help you to walk in the right way.
他会帮助你走正路。
He will empower you and help you.
他会加添给你力量，帮助你。
Remember this, God loves you.
要记得哦，神爱你。
He wants you to be successful.
他要你成功。
He wants you to live in the blessing of heaven.
他要你享有天堂来的祝福。
You need to do your part.
你需要做你的部分。
Walk by faith.
带着信心与主同行。
Walk in obedience to God.
顺服神。
And God will bless you.
神会祝福你。
If you never accept Jesus Christ into your life,
若你从来都没有接受过耶稣，
I would like to encourage you to receive Him now.
我要鼓励你现在来接受他。
If you would like to do that, could you please pray to God with me?
如果你愿意，请你现在和我一起祷告。
I will lead you in prayer one sentence at a time.
我会带着你一句一句的祷告。
Let us pray.
让我们来祷告。
God Father in heaven,
我们在天上的父。
Thank you so much for loving me.
谢谢你爱我。
Thank you for sending your son Jesus to die for me.
谢谢你差遣耶稣为我而死。
I admit, Lord, that I am a sinner.
我承认我是一个罪人。
I turn away from my sin.
我转离罪。
And believe that Jesus is my Savior.
并相信耶稣是我的救主。
Forgive me, Lord, of my sin.
原谅我的罪。
Jesus, come into my life.
耶稣进入到我的生命。
Become my God.
成为我的神。
And my Savior.
我的救主。
From today on, I will follow you.
从今天开始，我要跟随你。
I will turn away from my old ways and follow your ways from today on.
我弃绝过去的生活方式，我选择跟随你。
I believe that you accept me as your child.
我相信你接纳我成为你的孩子。
And you will start to bless me from now on.
而你从现在开始要祝福我。
I will read the Bible.
我要读圣经。
And I will serve you.
我要服侍你。
In Jesus' name I pray.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Congratulations.
恭喜你。
I hope to meet you again in the next teaching.
我们下次再会。
May God bless you.
愿神祝福你。
我们相信您已经领受了以上的信息。如果您想更多的了解新希望国际教会或刘牧师的其他教导，请与我们联系，电话206-275-1042。您也可以查询我们的网站 www.newhopeinternationalchurch.org。